الصفا.
الحمد لله المنشئ خلقي عجبي، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقال أعظمه، فطاب من طيبه النقاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، محمد رسول الله، صدق الله مولانا. اسمع من القرآن. Before starting the talk proper, by way of introduction, a few points I wish to say. One is, I personally always look forward to when we are coming to Vaikuntha, and particularly to meet my very good old friend, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ghazi Sahib, Dawat Barakatuh. Maulana has got very many virtues, I don't have to enumerate all of them yet. More than enough to say, he's the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi. And he stayed what a long period for Khadra in Madinatul Munawwara. And he made Taraweeh for Khadra. And Hazrat had great love and great, he was trusted by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali very, very greatly. That is more than enough. And here will become, I always look forward for great spiritual food that I get here. And there is no doubt. We all made Maghrib Namaz now. Anyone noticed anything different in the Maghrib Namaz here in the Masjid here in White River? What one is it?
Not from far off. It's a black township.
No, what else? Anyone acknowledge? And when we don't acknowledge, we don't benefit. And I think little bit, especially when Jamaat, when we all made such that together, you know, we hear some sounds, creaking sounds, which you don't hear in other masjids. Maulana, when we did our masjid extension in Darul Uloom, he advised me to put wooden flooring or boards under. On top of the concrete, there is great benefit from England. The coldness of the concrete doesn't go through. And Maulana even mentioned to me the sound you hear on that wooden floor, that the floor also, in the fear of Allah, it makes that sound. And we should also have that in us. So when we don't notice these things, we don't recognize people and what they are for. Many people, what great qualities, but we don't see that. And the least, his husband doesn't see anything in his wife. I'll just mention this, that one friend of ours in Barbados, suddenly he lost his wife, just suddenly. Yeah, not one of the, one daughter only married, nobody, 5-6 children, nobody else. Now he's crying. He says, I never knew, and what a beautiful mortal that granted her. Allah, 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 and she believed it. Now he's crying. So we also don't recognize and appreciate our wives. Wives don't appreciate their husbands also. They are always striking at one another's throats, etc. And a ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. Then we realize what the ni'mat is for. So try to recognize and see these things. Open our eyes and then see, inshallah, what great benefits. And one particular thing I mentioned to Maulana also, that even if I have to travel all the way from Azadwan just to make one jahri namaz, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr behind Maulana, it's worth it for me. Anytime. MashaAllah, Maulana's Quran Sharif, Sihat, all that is on its place. But besides that, that extra, that feeling, that connection with Allah Ta'ala. So I will implore Maulana that tonight, Isha also, and tomorrow's Fajr also, please, Maulana, request. It doesn't matter. And Husne Zan is like Husne Zan. So we don't make Bad Zan. Anyway, inshallah, you will comply, inshallah. Another thing, a request has may be made by the auntie, Maulana's auntie, that I must speak as long as I want to. We have got 2 meetings, speak 5 minutes, that's all I need. Speak 5 hours also, as long as you want to. One Maulana, this actually a fat, who many years ago, maybe now 30, 40 years ago, he was giving bayan in Jami Masjid, Lanesia. In Urdu, and his subject also usually is very high, it goes above the heads of the people. Maulana is making bayan. One person got up and doing others, until the masjid got empty. The muazzin came and leave the key by Maulana. When you finish, you can lock up. Yeah, I don't think he locked the masjid. So maybe Maulana want to humiliate me or that I was also so long there, all will get tired. And also the lights were quite, so it was quite romantic. So long bayan, I don't know who will fall asleep in whose arms. Even the ladies, I don't know, usually they, and also, so the bayan inshallah, they, nobody today, we are making kasht in Madagascar, Tananarivo. And that is a history and a geography of its own. So anyway, we went to one person, he told me, Ahmad Ali has passed away, Muhammad Ali has passed away, Qasim Ali has passed away, only Matlab Ali is alive. Everyone for Matlab only they do things. So I see aunties also, they don't feed us food, they got a Matlab. Nobody gives you anything for nothing. May Allah Ta'ala benefit from Hadrat Muhammad. And I always, it is my junior in age, much more senior and superior in everything else, that Maulana must start a proper khanqah. He's got the ideal place. And let the people come and benefit from Maulana. All Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, what is felt in his heart, in his whole body, let the people benefit. Very, very important. There is an aman. Shams Tabriz Rahmatullah Ali, it's a burning wall of fire of the love of Allah. He made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, before I die, I don't want to die with this and take it with me in the grave. Let me transfer it into somebody's heart. Allah made the intizam, and Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah Ta'ala chose, and he transferred it. So it's very important, those who have the amanat of deen, to make ada of that amanat. That is, we've got an amanat and we have to fulfill the rights of that amanat so that other people benefit inshaAllah. The ayat al-kareema, the rukuk, which I've chosen to base my talk on, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, and this is the positive nature of the Quran Sharif. How positive the Quran Sharif is. Muhammadur Rasulullah. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. And the connection of this ayat with ma qabal, what is before, that laqad sadaqa Allahu Rasuluhu ruqya bil haqq. that dream which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw, that he's entering Haram Sharif, making Umrah, that Allah Ta'ala has made that laqad sadaqa Allah Rasuluhu ruya bil haq, 100% true. And here is also a very great lesson for us to learn. In the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, Sulh Hudaybiyah, all the conditions were almost all in favor of the Kuffar of Makkah. And it appeared to be an open loss for the Muslims, that everything is in favor. But Allah revealed the ayat, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubeena. We have given you a great victory. A person of the caliber of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wa kana nabiyyan ba'di lakan Umar, wa kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. He said that, oh Allah's Rasul, are we not on the truth? Are you not the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala? How can we do this, comply to all the conditions? Then Allah Ta'ala further says, just to make it short, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. What he's telling you, don't see what your eyes. We commonly, though it's not 100% rule, but commonly we say seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. But moreover, it is seeing is deceiving, hearing is believing. Wow. What we see with our eyes, we get our roti from the shop. My sleep gave me a nice rest, a nice and fresh food for my stomach. Medicine gave me shifa. That is what we see. But what we hear, Allah is the giver of shifa. Allah is the giver of rosy. So that what we hear, your iman must be on there. So what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of the veil, very shortly, I hope I keep it short, but it's a very important point also, that whatever person almost to appreciate anything, the masjid, this beautiful night of Jumu'ah, the whatever, anything, we have to first and foremost understand the purpose and object of our life. Today, many of us, we haven't even thought of it. Why am I in this room? Think of it now, everyone to yourself. Did I come into here? Why am I here? And even came to White River, why did I come? Anything we do, I get up in the morning, even I go to the toilet, I make my 5 times. Why? What is the object of my life? If we haven't, it is like a ship at sea that hasn't got any direction. And the waves are hitting it from this side, that side. Smooth waters, they're going nicely, just, but not going anywhere. There's no direction. Or you get in your car and you haven't got any destination. You fill petrol also, you check your pressure also, water, everything you do. You're just driving, you've got no direction. So think, isn't perhaps our life also like that? No, we haven't fixed that object of life. And think, have I fixed that object in my GPS? My destination? Have I typed in my destination? No destination. What is the purpose of our life? So that is most important to establish first. Only then can we appreciate everything. If we haven't got an object in life, we can't appreciate. And what is the object of life? Two main objects. One is through the ma'rifat of Allah, to gain the muhabbat, love of Allah, and become obedient to the commandments of Allah. That is my object in life. And the second is, my purpose and object of life is akhirah, not this dunya. Dunya is a necessity, it's a thing by the way, on the side, it's not my object. If we understand that, then we'll appreciate masjid, that is where we prepare for akhirah, we please Allah Ta'ala. Now we'll appreciate the Da'ab Ulum, where the Ulum of Deen, how to recognize Allah. How, now Khanqa, now Mashayikh we will appreciate. They are the ones who guide us towards Allah. But if we haven't got any object, MashaAllah is a great Uzurk, is a big Maulana, a great Ali, MashaAllah Da'ab Ulum are running very well, Makatib, but we haven't got that value of it. Until first, so even Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is it who guided us to Allah? Who gave us Quran Sharif? Who gave us Islam? Who gave us our passport of Jannah? When we realize that we are in this world to gain the ma'rifat of Allah and muhabbat of Allah and ita'at of Allah, then we say, oh, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the one who guided us. He's the one who taught us. Sahaba al-Kiram, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. tabi'in, tabi' tabi'in, all the ulama, mashayikh, muhaddithin. Now they will have khayr al-muhabbat, will just burn like a fire in your heart for all of them. If that is our object, if we have made the object and we made the right thing, some of us have made an object in life. To become a millionaire, to become a multi-millionaire, to achieve this, to build a house like this, to have a bathroom like this. Many of us, that is our niyyah. One day I must possess a car like this. One day I must go on a world cruise. Right? Then we make those things our objects. Most of us haven't made objects. If we have made that object, all the wrong things we made up. And fortunate are those people who, if they are conscious that the object of life is to recognize my Allah, to gain the love of my Allah. And how can that be? We would have no existence without Allah Ta'ala. We would have no eyes to see. Who gave us the eyes? Your mother didn't make your eyes. Your father didn't. They don't know anything about eyes themselves. Allah wahdahu la sharik. Not the optometrist, not the who made your teeth, not the orthodontist. Who gave that teeth? Who gave your heart? Not the cardiologist. Who gave your lungs? Not the pulmonologist. Nobody. All these things, Allah. Who gave this land? Who gave this night? Who gave this date? We use all the namats of Allah Ta'ala. This earth, this oxygen, Allahu Akbar. Ask a person who's got oxygen problem, and for half a minute he can't get oxygen. See what's his condition. He just sees moth flashing in front of him. Bright lights, moth. He sees all the time. So we use him, but we don't recognize Allah. So therefore, that is very important. So even to understand the value, the qadr of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people, na'uzubillah, who got nothing to do with us, who are against Muslims, for them to make cartoons means nothing. For them to do all other things, because they haven't got an object, they got the wrong objects in life. So we to have first established for anything, to appreciate and to understand that why am I yelling? Why am I sitting in the bayan? Or why am I reading Quran Sharif? Or anything we do, the ma'rifat of Allah, and Allah declares it in the Quran. Many people in dini organizations also have made different things their objects of life. And they stress on it that this is the object. Object of life, Quran Sharif has said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ عِبَادَ illa liya'rifun ma'rifat. And the natural thing of this is muhabba, is ita'at of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has declared clearly those people who have made niyat of dunya to become a multimillionaire, to have one day I must have a shop like this, one day I must possess a car like this. Allah Ta'ala has said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَخُمْ وَلَعِبْ. This dunya is dhoka, deception. This dhoka, this dunya is play and time pass. There is no reality. أَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. How many ayat of the Quran, how many ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are created for the akhirah. In fact, when Nabi sallallahu, one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الدُّنْيَا jifa. Dunya is a scallion, a dead dog lying on the road. That is what dunya is. It hasn't got the value of one wing of a mosquito. And mosquito hasn't got two wings. Mosquito has got six wings. And this dunya is not the value of one of the six wings. Who likes mosquitoes? Who keeps mosquitoes as pets? And when there are mosquito season, a lot of mosquitoes, who puts a mosquito net and puts 100 mosquitoes to sleep with it inside the net? We kill the mosquito. We don't like the mosquitoes. And the world in the eyes of Allah, and the zuban and the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadiqul masduq, the world hasn't got the value of one mosquito. All their beautiful homes and gardens and whatever there is in the world, the treasures of the world, not the, and just to understand this a little bit, just remind me on this point, I mustn't forget, there are six wings. From one wing, take out two-thirds. How much is left of one wing? One-third. And that one-third is about 200 countries in the seven continents. So take out six continents from that one-third of one wing. Now we are left with one continent, Africa. How small in that wing of it is it now? And in Africa, there are about 50 countries, just over 50. Now take out 49, 50, 51 countries. Now what's left of that wing of a mosquito? We are in South Africa. In South Africa, 9 provinces. Take out 8 provinces. Now what's left of that wing of a mosquito? Of that one province, Mpumalanga, which we are in. How many? Nelspruit is here, Barberton is here, big towns are here. Take all of them out, small white rodents left. What's left of that wing of a mosquito? White, whatever, has got many suburbs, outlying areas, suburbs, everything. Take all that out. And this one suburb in which we are in, is the Nepal? No. Or whatever. So now what's left? In this one suburb, how many streets? Take out all the streets, there's one street which we are on. In this one street, there are so many plots. Take out all of them, there's one plot which we are in. In that one plot, you are one individual. What are you of a, you're not a millionth of a billionth of a trillionth of one wing of a mosquito.
No, but, eh?
So what is this dunya? But we give so much preference to this dunya. So this dunya has got no value. Where was I? What, from what did I go?
They made the object and purpose the dunya.
Yeah, so those who made the object of something of dunya, what is the dunya? And the akhirat, Allahu Akbar. Now let's go into another field of astronomy. How big this is. We got our dunya is, compared to the sun, is about 1 over 200 of the sun. And the sun compared to other objects is like a speck of dust. Like if you're cleaning, you're vacuuming, you're dusting, and one small dust which you overlook, one small speck, the sun is not even, the dunya is about just 1 over 200 of the sun. And the sun is just a speck in all, and then all the other stars and that, and where astronomers have reached today, and they admit how they measure the size of that huge, vast place, there is no end to it. They only have managed to measure a certain amount, but there is no end. And above all this, then is Jahannam. More bigger, much more vaster than Jahannam, is Jannat above that. And from Jannat, you'll be able to look over into Jannah, into Jahannam. And in Surah Wasafat, what is that, Qissa? That one person, he saw a friend of his, Qareenu Mu'minhum, in Jahannam. And he asked him that, what landed you here? And when he saw him, he said, Lakia, he told me, don't believe in Allah. Allah is just a myth, it's just a story. Lakia, I didn't listen to him. Otherwise, I should have been there with him in Jannah. Allah put me here in Jannah today. I'm saved. Lakia, I didn't listen. See who we choose as friends also. And this for everything, not only youngsters. Women, which woman they associate with. Who are influencing in them, which we don't know. We think they're just going. Are they getting, is a good influence coming or a bad influence? One girl, now she's a grown-up woman, married mother. She did her hips by upper. After many years she came and visited. They were talking. So she said, one friend of mine told me, asked me that you keep a maid, a helper in the house. I said, no. I said, why? You must keep a maid. See, I manage myself. And the best exercise for women and to sort out their woman problem is housework. It's not jumping, not jogging on the streets. Not a, many women you get influenced, they take you for jogging. You're a parda woman, but they influence you. Jogging, very important. Jumping, very important. No, Muslim women do your housework. A person who does the housework, a woman, that's a solution to all women problems in the body. So she said, I do. She said, no, you must keep a maid. She said, no, what will I do? She must watch TV. You must just sit and watch TV all day. So this guy, see what influence our women are getting. And more than that, our children. Please, again I'll digress a little bit, but it is so important. Darwin's theory of evolution was first taught at university level. Maybe 10, 15 years ago it was taught at high school level. Now it is taught in kindergarten. In Montessori, according to their level, that our forefather was a monkey, which is kufr. Because the Quran Sharif says, خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْنِ I created man myself. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, to cut a long story short, what are the words of our Akabir and our Maslah? He said, in your Kruger National Park, and nobody can enter the Kruger Park without the lion who is at the door of Kruger Park. And the lion that is sitting at the door is our Maulana Muhammad son. He's in charge here. And mashallah, he's a lion of, and Allah has got Nisbat-e-Intiqali also. The wrong Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave. You get frightened when you see the face of Hazrat Shaykh. You get frightened when you see the face of Maulana Muhammad. But you just come in contact, you see it's a pleasure to be in their company. So enjoyable. And I envy his wife, how she must be enjoying his company all the time. We are just from far. She knows him from inside, outside. Hey, how much she must be enjoying. So anyway, so our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, in your Kruger National Park, millions of monkeys. In the history of monkeys, if one monkey could become a human being, then why till today hasn't a second monkey also become a human being? You have 3-4 children, one can become a hafiz, another one, and many families, whole families have. All are alims in there. Even the girls are alimas. The girls are also hafizas. We're doctors. One is a doctor, another one is a doctor, third one is. How why till today only one monkey became a human being? This is all their monkey business, and they're making monkeys out of us. And we also studying all this. Allahu Akbar. Today for university fees, what a huge amounts we are paying preparing our children for the fire of Jahannam.
Allahu Akbar.
We are not only sending them, but we are one doctor friend of ours. He wanted to admit his son. We were visiting in that town just before that. So he says he went and see the university into enrolling. He said, when I went in that university, I was wondering whether I'm in South Africa, or I'm in Europe, or I'm in America. No. The environment. And he said, I must put my son into the fire of Jahannam. He said, I'll never ever do that. And I must pay such a huge amount of money to put him in the fire of Jahannam. If our children are learning Darwin's theory, so Shohbat and company, our children who are going wherever, even private schooling, even with some auntie and lady who have trust, but take up 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes. What happened today at school? What your friends told you? What did the madam teach you today? What did this one say? Know what is happening. Otherwise, outwardly, they will wear long kurtas and kurtas and everything. But what is being cooked, what is cooking in the heart and the mind, we don't know. To make us happy, they know. They will come namaz also. They tell us nice, sweet and cute things which will make us happy. But one friend of ours, who comes regularly to our majlis also, and we had once Dawud at his place, his son at that time was in matric, I encouraged him to come down, but he went to university. And now we have come to find out, not only has he become a Shia, but he promotes Shia. All the videos, all the things, and like that he comes, that boy comes to majlis also. Outwardly that he's alright, he's in order, he comes to majlis, he's making namaz. But what has come into the heart is something else. So therefore, very important to understand our woman folk, who they're speaking on the phone, what influence is that woman having on us. Who they are meeting, our children, our friends, every one of us. Very, very important sohbat and company. And this whole surah, what I want to talk about is about sohbat. So very important to understand this. So our children also, the school they are going, what they learn. I'll just digress again, that we were in Chile, St. Diego. And between Asr and Maghrib, they make Asr early time shafis. There was a lot of time, and there were first day, usually there is a big program, people come from far, but after that, the distances are very much, and the traffic. For one person, young man, maybe between 20 and 25, we were sitting and talking, and I asked him, what are you doing in university? What are you studying? History. So you're studying history, what's the history of man? He thought a little bit, then he told me they come from monkeys. This is his aqeedah. And it's making five-time namaz. But with that aqeedah, what is happening? And then we went on a little bit, asked him, then if that is the case, from where did the world come about? History, you're studying history, what's the history of the world? He thought again a little bit, he told me the Big Bang theory. There was a Big Bang, this glass here, if I could drop it outside on the concrete, on the tiles, Will there be a big bang or a small bang? Small bang. Will the small bang, will the glass be made or will it break? It will break. And they said, what a big bang to me. And then, not only that the whole world got me, the whole system of the human being, okay, one drop of blood in the human body travels 100,000 kilometers per day.
Yeah,
up and down all the time, into the lungs, into the heart, out with the carbon dioxide, in with the oxygen, back in the system, whole day without the accident. When it does make an accident, it gets stuck somewhere, you got a heart attack. When it gets stuck somewhere, you got brain hemorrhage. You get a stroke. And for one beautiful Arabic saying, and I'm looking for this, the Arabic words of it, some Syrian brothers in Jannah told us, that if you hear somebody still alive, you must be surprised. That how can this person be? Because the asbab of maut are all the time on him from all sides. Any moment there can be an earthquake, any moment there can be a tsunami, any moment there can be a problem in your nervous system, in your digestive system, in your respiratory system, in anything of your body. How it's functioning perfect, the only conclusion you can come to, that it is Allah alone, and what is the qudrat of Allah. Otherwise, your eyes can fail now, your brains can, your spine you can get a problem now, in your legs they can go lame now, that is the marrow in the lane, in the bone can, blood cancer, this white cells have become too much, brain cells have become, what and what? Million and one, trillion things can go wrong. That it's still in order is a miracle. If you hear somebody die, this should be, you should accept it. But we are opposite. If we have to hear somebody die, we say, well, just now I left him. I spoke to him now. It can't be. It must be a mistake with somebody else. Eh? But if you hear somebody is still living, you should be, he's still living. For a baby to be formed is a miracle, is an impossible thing. If we think of how a baby is formed, and you're only, Allah, how great is your, think of your life, not your whole life, today you're still living, and all of us know what things we went through, where we just got saved. Eh? By the breath of a hair, we got saved, and different things, accidents. Sometimes our humiliation and disgrace should have taken place. What and what that we're still living. There's one journey that we took. We came from Nelspruit, we came from Burgersburg, and Leiden, wherever we came, that we're still living is a miracle. So this is all the qudrat of Allah. So anyway, we just briefly now, where Allah says, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that great being who has taught us all this, who has brought deen to us. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was not a simple thing, not a simple task. Nabuwat, inna qaradna al-amanata ala samawat, wal-ard, wal-jibar. What great, great creation. And these creations, the khalqus samawati wal-ard, akbaru min khalqin nas. This great creation that Allah presented the amanat of deen upon them. فَأَبَيْنَا يَحْمِلْنَا. They say, Allah, we can't manage it. And the main person who took on this responsibility of amanat of deen is none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah. And who did it so perfectly and so completely. أَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَ وَنَسَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ. What and what didn't. بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled this completely. That is Muhammadur Rasulullah. What and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through to dish out passports of iman to us, passports of jannah to us, to give out wholesale tickets of jannah and visas of jannah. Who is this great man? And those who, this is now softened, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. مَعَهُ has got great significance here. Those who were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those, كُنْتُ أَلْزَمْتُ صُحْبَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَضْرَةَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ. I used to stick to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest of all Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anka, وَجَزَاكُمْ anna خَيْرًا. Hey, what a great. He was still in Sabah, in Hazar, in the cave of Hira. Everywhere he was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what a great Sahabi. That's why his maqam, by Sohbat here, the greatest maqam. On the other hand, Hazrat Uwais Arni rahmatullah alayhi is no ordinary person. What a great Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when you will need always Karni, ask him to make dua for you, for the ummah, for yourself, and ask him to make dua for the ummah, what must be the maqam?
Subhanallah.
But he did not become a sahabi, and what also his priorities in life were right. In the khidmat and service of his mother, he couldn't come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So priorities also very, very important. One good friend of ours of Sri Lanka, he wanted to come for the Islami Jalsa, he comes regularly to the Khanka. And mashallah today, look how Allah is so kind and merciful. We know what we are. And to some extent, fully also we don't know. Totally felt dirt, useless. But see, where's Jafar? Jafar came all the way from Australia. And one remote place of Australia. And just to spend time in the Khanka. So this brother, he said, I wanted to come for the Islami Jalsa, but my mother is going to need me more, his priorities. And he said that, I think I will say, what do you say? I said, you are dead on the right path. You serve your mother. That is your priority at this time. And then he said, I'll come for the monthly majlis, 3 days majlis from Sri Lanka. Just for 3 days majlis, he said, I'll come when we're soon. My mother is in order and she won't need me so desperately and free. I will come for all the way from Sri Lanka. So these are those people who are more close to their mashal. And mashallah, please, brothers of white brother and surrounding area, Maulana Muhammad, he hides himself. He doesn't make it. You stay in his company as much as you can. And one thing, mashallah, Maulana opens up when somebody asks him. He speaks and his words are pearls and gems of great treasure he speaks. So Allah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. The result of those people who were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see what is the result of sohbat and company. أَشِدَّا عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Hard and strong on the non-believers. And full of mercy and compassion and kindness amongst themselves. This is a great quality of Iman. Before, in the days of Islam, people did not hate the kuffar. They hated kuffar. Today, we love kuffar and we hate the non-believers. Today, they dress it 100%. Their lifestyle 100%. But, these people are like, written off for Jahannam. What we have to do is hate the kufr, the wrong belief. Their dressing we must hate. Their lifestyle we must hate. Their wrong beliefs we must hate. We befriend them in all that, but we hate them. So don't hate them. Bring them towards Islam. Try and draw them towards Islam. Hate the wrong. Hate the sin, not the sinner. Today we have come to hate the sinner and we love sin. We ourselves also, pornography today. Who is not involved in porn? Who is not involved in looking at filthy, dirty women of the street? All this filth and dirt. Who is not involved in dunya? Jealousy for one another because of dunya. Greed of dunya. All this we are involved in. But we hate the person. And we don't hate the sin. So the kuffar, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, ashidda ala al-kuffar, their wrong ways, they were very strong. And to wean them over, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends somebody to go and give da'wah to Hazrat Wahshi. At that time he wasn't radiyallahu anhu, but permanently he's radiyallahu anhu. He says, how can I accept Islam? Your teachings are a person who has robbed people, a person who has committed adultery, a person who has made shirk will go to Jahannam. Allah revealed the ayat, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ. He says, I don't know after Tawbah if I will make Amal al-Salih. Allah revealed the ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That Allah wants to make maaf. And this ayat is the greatest hope for us. That shirk Allah will not make maaf, but for whosoever else. So he said, I don't think Allah will wish in my, Allah's desire will be with regard to that. لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. For whom Allah will wish. Allah Ta'ala revealed another ayat. Just imagine. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair and lose hope of the mercy of Allah. Then, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this solely for Hazrat Wahshi, all this bazaar? Why is it for us? He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
for us and for all people till the day of Jesus. Okay, so how much that the non-believers must come into, who have got this warning today? Our business is important, my shoes must shine properly, that is important. Every small thing, my car, tire pressure must be in order, but that my neighbor must get hidayah, and that my customer must get hidayah, who has got that speaker? And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. Illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha. Burn and burn, Allah to console. Don't worry, we didn't make Quran to make life hard for you. We know you want people must have hidayah, but you, your effort is required. Afterwards, it's not to innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakinna Allah yahdi man yasha. So that is the condition. And rahamahu bainahum, but great love and compassion among themselves. And this is the condition inside, the feelings of the heart. Already you will see him, the rahum rukka'an sujjatan. You will see them making the namazes, the namaz with jama'ah. You will see them making the nawafil, ishraq, chash, awabin, tahajjud, etc. Salatul tawbah, salatul hajj, salatul shukr, salatul istikhara, salatul tahiyyatul masjid, you see them all the time, submitting to Allah Ta'ala. Taram rukkahan sujjadan. And you see the niyat, I saw all this is sohbat. Ladina ma'ahu, this company, and that company, al ulama waratatul anbiya. From Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to various degrees, according to time as it has come down, till today, ulama rabbaniyin in their company, all this you will get. You will get a shidda al kuffat in the families. Today, families' hearts are split apart. Hey, we don't love one another. Or what is not happening in the family? We got time for our friends, lot of time for friends, but for family we haven't got time. A person, his wife phones him at work, today he must bring potatoes. He says, you're a man, every day, last week I bought potatoes. Again, I must buy potatoes, I'm such a big man. I must go and buy potatoes, carry potato bag. Another auntie comes and says, won't you organize potatoes? I'll bring it myself. We are taught we must make people. We must be at the service of people. For other aunties, we are ready for anything. For your own wife, you haven't got time. Your own children, you shout them. And other aunties' children, you prepare to go out of your way for them. So that must not be the case. So this will come from Sofa. And you'll see that namaz is a submission to the will of Allah. And why all this? يَبْتَهُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَلِوَانَ. Sincere. Only for the pleasure of Allah. No worldly motive, no worldly gain, no name, fame, anything, but just for Allah Ta'ala. And you'll see مَاهُمْ فِي وُجُورِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. You'll see the sign of their sajda, the ibadat, on their faces. Whether it is physically, the mark of sajda will come because of the excessive sajdas that they make, or the noor in their faces. And this is also something that we have to see. And remember this noor, the Sahaba, when the ayat was revealed, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, whose heart Allah Ta'ala opens up for Islam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah puts noor in the heart of that person. The Sahaba, jazahumullah khair, they asked, that is there a sign that we know that Allah has put noor in the heart? Our Shaykh jazahumullah khair said that the Sahaba, they should not have asked this question. We should have thought a person who is fair, light in complexion, lot of noor. And a person who is dark, who is black, no noor in him. Na'uzubillah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there are signs. And what are the signs? At-tajafi anidari al-ghurur. You disinclined to this dunya of dhoka, and how beautiful that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't say this, you're disinclined to the beauty of dunya, to the deception of dunya. Any wise person will know, why must I be falling in the deception of dunya? And not only that, our Shaykh said that if you become pious doesn't mean now you retire from dunya. No, become pious. وَإِنَابَتُ إِلَىٰ دَعْلِ الْفُلُورِ. You are more, not that, no more, I'm going short, I'm retired. Now you sleep till 12 o'clock. Now you don't do any work. No, now get up for tahajjud. Make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Increase your tilawat. Increase your zikr. وَإِنَابَتُ إِلَىٰ دَعْلِ الْفُلُورِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَاتِ الْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ الْمُزِيْجِينَ. That you are prepared for mort before mort comes, you are prepared for mort already. So this is the sign on the face of that person. And this beauty, black is beauty. Beauty is not the features, it's not from many of us, unfortunately, are so greatly poor. We think complexion is beauty. A person who got white skin is beautiful. No, not at all. Beauty are outwardly. Beauty is features. The nose size is just right. The lips are not too big, small. The ears are perfect and properly on the places. That is beauty. And the greatest beauty Allah would make. Let me digress a little bit here, which is very important also. The ladies in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a delegation. They went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadrat Sanna radiallahu ta'ala anha was the spokeswoman. She said in the language of a lecturer, with little salt and pepper added. These weren't her exact words, with salt and pepper added. That these filthy men of us who look at filthy women of the street, they're going to get hurul in. In this dunya, they don't look at us. They're looking at the filthy, dirty woman from where you can only get HIV and you can only get AIDS. What are you going to get from it? Where you lose your respect and honor, where you lose all your money and dignity, what else are you going to get? They look at them, they don't look at us. When they will get Hurul Een of Jannah, where are they going? What will happen to us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, did you ever think a woman can ask such an intelligent question? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Salma radiallahu anha, we tell the woman of the world that the woman of this dunya, we have done what we had to do, obey Allah's commands, etc. They will be the queens of the Hurul Een. They won't be only more beautiful, and the queen is the most beautiful. All the Hurul Een which we read, how beautiful they are, how tempting. But they will, all of them together, will not compare the beauty of your woman of this world will enter Jannah. Then Hazrat Salma was surprised. And she asked, Wabima ya Rasulullah, how is this going to happen? We are created from sand and water of this dunya. They are created from musk and amber of Jannah. So their beauty, who can compare? How is it? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is very important for all of us, the cosmetics of woman is not all this that makes you look like an old lady before your time. All this cosmetics which they use, and not even before your time, what they put on the eyes, that looks like kapoor when food goes off. And then it's all that funny colors also, what purple colors and bright, which, and some of them, what their complexion is, and they put all that. Look like spooks in this dunya already. One, why would it, husband eyes woke up long before her, usually the wife gets up first, she's gone bathroom and everything. He woke up first, and when he saw next to her, oh, who's this next to me? He thought he's a witch that was here. And that day he was before the Muazzin in the Masjid. Muazzin got surprised. What brought this man so early? And when they are like that, just all cosmetics make them look old before their time. They look like spooks already. This is a different thing, that they are deceiving themselves. We look something very beautiful with all this filth and dirt. They look simplicity. So the real nur, which you can be a black person, you can be a white person. This nur, learn to see on the Shia in Medina Sharif. A person whose eyes are open, you can clearly see that Shia's what darkness is on their face. They can be light in complexion. Abu Jahl was first, he was a white man, very handsome. And he was a father of wisdom, he was Abu Hikam. But when he couldn't understand, he became Abu Jahl. And he became the most ugliest person. And he's buried there, where the people in the public toilet, all their filth goes and fall on him, where he's buried in there. So this nur is something else, and you can see that it's nothing to do with complexion. So this Allah Ta'ala has said, you get that from Sohbat. See ma hum fi wujuhihim min athar al-sujood. Dhalika mathaluhum fi at-Tawrat. And yes, beautiful, different Tawrat. This is the example in the Tawrat. That they are like this. See ma hum fi wujuhihim min athar al-sujood. And wa mathaluhum fi al-Injil. And the example in the Injil is this. Kazar'in akhraja shatfahu. This is one you can read it. Dhalika mathaluhum fi at-Tawrat wa mathaluhum fi al-Injil. That is the example in Torah also and in Injil also. And one is, the first is the example in Torah, and the example in Injil, which the Torah they told long before, Injil, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Sahaba will be like this. And in the Injil, like a plant that you plant, first the shoot comes out very deep, this is Torah. When you come in the company of your share, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abraham al-Hadsa rahmatullah alayhi used to say that we drink tea regularly. From tea, take four lessons. Chai peete ho, chai ke char sabak bhi seekho. The first lesson, that this tea, before it became tea, it was water. Plain water. Colors, water is colors. Tasteless, water is tasteless. Priceless, no price for water. You give one another, water free. Water cools you down. When you drink water, you get cooled down. But the minute this water came in the company of the tea leaves, for 2-3 minutes, you put your tea bag in, or you boil your the water on the stove, you put your tea leaves in, 2-3 minutes, now the name has changed, no more water. Now you don't say, give me the water, now tea. Price has changed. Water you should give one another free. One cup tea you'll charge 10 men. Even more. Now that the effect has changed. Water cools you down, tea lifts you up. And now the color has changed. Water was clear, crystal clear. Now it has become black. This is what I wanted to explain here. But before that, all this is conditioned. That water must be hot, boiling water. If you put 10 tea bags in cold water, ice cold water, nothing is going to happen. So from here, your sohbat and company of your share must be a hot sohbat. If you got a not a proper taalluq, nothing will happen. You can put 10 tea bags also, if you don't keep contact with your share properly, nothing is good. It must be a hot company. Okay? One friend of ours who studied in Turkeshwar, he visited here, he's from Mallorca. I asked him, you became bad? He said, yes. What, who? He said, I can't remember now. My sheikh is a Saharanpuri or a Muradabad. So if a wife tells, somebody asks her friends, you married? Yeah. Who's your husband? I don't know. He comes from Joburg, he stays in Joburg, or he stays in Cape Town or Durban. What kind of a relationship? What results can you get? I usually give this example. I'm not a mufti and I'm not giving patwa, it's just an example. That some muftis give permission, you can get married over the phone. People want to make private nikahs, they make over the phone, which is all wrong business. And some muftis don't give permission. It is possible that some muftis will give permission, you can get married on the internet also, or even on the phone. But if all the muftis of the world also give fatwa, that you can get a baby on the over the phone, or you can get a baby over the internet, you won't get. You need hot sohbat, not that cold sohbat. You add for 1 minute, half a minute, inshallah you can get results after 9 months. So the same way with your share, have proper ta'alluq. This dila ta'ala ta'alluq just becomes bad, and after that no contact, you don't inform of your condition. One of the major, Riyad has got his friend, he's the imam there in their village. He said, Halat ki tamu khabar nahi karao. If you don't inform your sheikh of your condition, tamaro ke faido nahi chahe. Just sitting quiet like that, not informing your condition. Student who doesn't write an exam, how is he going to pass? He says that I'm the favorite of my ustad, and I do all his work, but he doesn't write his exam paper. We submit financials to the receiver. Submit your spirituals to your sheikh. That what is my eyes condition. And we are all nice, confident we're making 5 times namaz with Jamaat. But keep proper record, we might get surprised. Very surprised that when I keep my record, I see, no, my 5 times namaz is not with Jamaat. That how much of my namaz is with concentration and devotion. We are all happy every day I read Yasin, but no deep down. Am I reading my Yasin? We might get very surprised that my Yasin, my Quran Sharif tilawat, the durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are happy that I read durood, but write it. Today how many durood I read? Yesterday how many durood I read? What is my condition? Then we will know. So this is very, very important that we submit. And the sheikh will just look at it very cursory.
But you, when you prepare it, you will, if you are sincere, you want to make your Islam, you will prepare your spirit. And you yourself will see it, you will hear that. But to make sure you do it, submit it to your Shaykh. So that he knows you are sincere. And how much we emphasize, hardly, there are mashallah, quite a few. But compared to all, hardly, it's hardly a little bit that they are submitting their spirit to. And if we have to know our success, this is how we will know. So this is how when a person starts, كَزَرْعِي أَخْرَجَ شَرْعَهُ weak you are, فَهَذَرَهُ and then you become strong. فَاسْتَغْلَبَ very strong, so much so, فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوْقِ it stands now on its own. You are now in a position that you are ready for. I was explaining to Maulana, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if you have a physical illness, anything, heart problem, cancer, you take treatment, hopefully you get better. But you won't become a doctor. The doctor won't give you a doctor's certificate that you be. But yeah, you have a spiritual illness, and you go to your Shaykh, and you treat yourself. Shaykh will say, oh, now this man is in a position to treat others, he makes you a spiritual doctor. He will give you khilafat also. So in this way, you become strong in this. And how strong? Your ajibu zubbah. The farmers, they also serve. MashaAllah. You see now, the mealy plantation, all the trees that are bearing mangoes, peaches, oranges, how nice you feel. All the farmers, when they see the crop, how happy. Like that when the sheikh will see the crop of his murids, that MashaAllah, the Islam, when they go through in the proper culture. And then you see, results are coming from my crop. My farming that I did, I planted the seed, the shoots came out, they became strong. And now they are so beautiful, that lush green crop that you see. How happy does it make you feel? What are these outside crops? Nothing. When a sheikh, when a ustad sees his students, a sheikh sees his murids, and they reach this, how happy don't they become? And this, the riva, the mul kuffar, that the kuffar, they burn. And this is what's happening. All this problem in the world is nothing else but two. One is how Islam is spreading in the world. Unbelievable. And today, not amongst other people, the enemies of Islam in their own backyard, Islam is spreading like fire, fire. And they are baleen, stupid. They are Toman Bura, stupid people, Bura. They were stupid people, they got no brains whatsoever. That they are fighting more against Islam, and that is causing the fueling Islam more. Islam is spreading more and more in the world. As much as they try and suppress Islam, Islam is spreading in the world. So this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Once when it was the Bosnia war and all those places, a mufti of Bosnia, who was residing in America, visited us at the Darul Unum. When he just walked in the Darul Unum, past the office, and he saw the whole courtyard and all the whole building, he went like into a trance. And after 2-3 minutes, he said, please pinch me. Am I dreaming or am I alive? He said that Islam, I see, you can, when you press it one place, it rises another place. And this 1400 years, what Muhammadur Rasulullah, his azans today in the four corners of the world. The masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the four corners of the world. The system of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is spreading. Go to Birmingham in England. Go to Leicester in England. How many places? Go to France. Go to America. You think we're in a Muslim country. And this is burning them that why didn't we brought Muslims here to become like us, but they're making our people like them. And more this is happening. So this is what is burning them. The appeal of the kuffar. وَعَلَى اللَّهُ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ the promise of Allah. To the believers and those who do righteous, amongst the believers, but those who do this, مِنْهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجَرًا عَظِيمًا that we grant them full forgiveness in advance, Allah is declared. In other words, though you are a believer, Allah says, I know, you are my pastor, I mean you. أَوَّلُ النَّاسِ أَوَّلُ النَّاسِ you will make mistakes. I promise you from before time, I will forgive your mistakes. But you be on the right path. You want to go from here to Nell Spring? You're on the right path. You get a puncture, you run out of petrol, anything,
Don't worry, somebody will help you, you're going to reach. But you're on the road to Sabi, how are you going to reach Nail Spring? You have to be on the right road. So be on the road of Jannah. Mistakes you will make, you are human beings. But all your punches and all your running out of petrol, no problem. It will be fixed up and you will reach it. But if you're on the road of Jahannam and you're speeding at a very high speed and you got a very comfortable car, but you are going to Jahannam, how are you going to reach Jannah? So Allah says those, وَالَّذِينَ عَامِلُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْهُمْ مَغْفِرَتَهُمْ. And Allah has promised for them, though your sins, that I will forgive. And besides that, وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. A great, great, huge reward I will prepare for you. So in this ayat, Allah has given us a great, great message of sohbat and company of Ahlullah and the man of Allah. This will prepare such people. Those who were with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also kya nazar thi jisne murda ko masiha kar diya. That those people, the Arabs before the advent of Islam, what was their condition in pre-Islam? Those people who were blind, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only gave them eyes, but they are leading the world them today. Kya shaan thi tere risalat ki, what was the shaan of your, jo khud raah pe nahi the aur wo ke haali ban gaye, who are not on the right path themselves, they became the guides of the world till the day of qiyamah. Ashabika al-Nujum bi aydihim iqtadaytum in iqtadaytum, my sahaba are like the guiding stars, radiyallahu anhu, whoever you will follow you will reach Jannah. So this is that sohbat, and Allah has not cut this line of sohbat till today. All our great mashayikh, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Shir Ahmed Karwe, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mufti Muhammad Shafisa, then all Mana Abrar al-Khitsab, Mana Masih, all great, great people. And till today that line is there, and like we don't notice the sounds in sajda, we don't see this people. Maulana, usually my wife tells me, that we don't see such buzurgs anymore. In Makkah Sharif, great, great buzurg. So I say, don't you see who's walking next to you? You can't see. So open our eyes, we will see there's people. But we need eyes to see. That's just joking, husband-wife talk. But they are there, they are present. Open our eyes and see them and take them. What is the common thing which our buzurg says? When Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib passed away, literally there wasn't place to put one toe on the ground in Darul Qurandi. Whole Karachi, whole of Pakistan had come there. One Allah Wala took a deep sigh and said, when Mufti Sahib has passed away, we cannot take spiritual benefit from him. The whole world has come. When he was living, his majlis 20,000 people used to come. So this is a common thing. When a buzurg is alive, we say, oh, he's all right, I know him. You ask me about him. I had this encounter, I had that encounter. These things blind us. We are human beings. We all will have our faults and we all will make mistakes. But that blinds us and we don't see the reality. And when they have passed away, then we go and make tawaf and takbir. Then we put big boards there that you are such a great buzurg, you are such a great buzurg. When he's living, we don't appreciate. So why? We would, this Ahlullah, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullahi, people complain that now in Jamaatul, for example, when Mala Ilyas passed away, it's not like that. And when Mala Yusuf passed away, they say it's not like that. Now people say when Masjid Mala Inamul Hassan has passed away, it's not. Whoever is there presently, appreciate it. Many of us, when we go to Darulum Diyoban, now our satis are no more there. So we say, Diyoban is no more what it used to be. We are full. Diyoban, Allah has chosen. All our madaris, all our khankas, we can't see, we are blind. Like we don't hear that sounds in sajda. We are deaf to it. It's there, but we don't pay attention. We come awake and make qadr of the Ahlullah which are present. For the local brothers, I would say that Maulana Muhammad, Maulana Ismail, Maulana Yusuf, and the ulama who are here, appreciate them. Go in their company, sit with them, and you will benefit. And all this you will get the benefit when you make your niyyah that I have to gain the marifat of Allah. If you want and you think when you sit in there, sohbat, barakat will come in my business, I'll become a millionaire, forget it, don't even come and sit. Or my wife is sick or my daughter is sick that you will get shifa, don't come. That is not the purpose at all.
But if you are coming to gain Maharipat of Allah, closeness to Allah, to practice on your deen, then sit in their company and see you will get it. That Akhirat must become a reality in front of you. Then inshallah you will get it. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. May Allah accept inshallah. Take him on Anna.
You can carry on another.
No, I don't think so.
You
should. You have sleep your real name. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
آمين آمين.
اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا حبك. In this dua, we are asking for the love of those who love you. And mashallah, those people are present. May Allah bless us to understand them. And we are taught in the hadith that we must ask for that love. Allahumma ati rufusana wa la tushqina bi ma'siyatik. Oh Allah, forgive all our elders, particularly Maulana Muhammad's mother, father. All of us, our parents and right to the altar, why I mention them, they have got great favors upon us. They went out of their way on many occasions to make our safety there and to look after us, and with what love and how they cherished and made our moments here always. And today the children are carrying on. May Allah all our forefathers, our mothers, fathers, and from both sides, right till on top, may Allah make the full mercy.
Amen, amen.
Our children, our brothers and families, and all our children till Qiyamah, may Allah have mercy on us, guide us, and let us be on Sirat al-Mustaqim, on the path that Allah loves and
amen.
Cherishes. May Allah bless us with that. May Allah forgive the whole Ummah. May Allah forgive all the Muslims from Adam alayhi salam's time till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah forgive all our sins.
Amen.
And convert our sins into good deeds.
Amen.
Now presently.
Amen.
And especially at the time of Maw, in the Qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, let there not be one sin in our record of
sins.
Convert them all into good deeds.
Amen.
Let there be nobody's right of hukukul ibad, of hukukul ba, of any of your creation, oh Allah. Out of your mercy we beg you. And oh Allah, that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali visited this masjid and made this masjid munawwar. And the sohbat of Hazrat Shaykh, which alhamdulillah Allah blessed us also with, but particularly what Allah had blessed Hazrat Maulana Muhammad sahab in that sohbat, and what we read, how valuable sohbat is. We ask you in the sadqah of sohbat that you forgive us all, be pleased with us all, guide us towards righteousness. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله
جزاك الله خيرا.